Prince Dominic sat alone in his private quarters, slumped elegantly in an ivory throne carved from the skull of a sea creature long since extinct. The room was dark and gloomy, lit only by a dull blue glow from the wall of water before him. Dominic stared into the endless depths with brooding, unseeing eyes. His water attack had failed, and Dominic wasn't used to failing. It had only been a simple spell, but it should have been more than enough to take care of some overambitious actor pretending to be a prince. Dominic had watched intently as the man staggered back and forth, slowly drowning. And then Victor had destroyed the spell with his fire magic. From now on, Victor would be constantly on his guard, and his death would be that much harder to arrange. Moreover, Dominic had been made to look a fool. He frowned and gestured sharply with his left hand. The air stretched and split open, and the man with no face appeared before him. He sank down onto one knee before the ivory throne and bowed his blank head.
You told me the man in my brother's apartment was an imposter. You told me you had arranged an opening in the protective wards, and that this actor had no magic of his own. But my water spell failed, dispersed by fire magic. Why did you lie to me?
The faceless man jerked silently as long hairline cracks appeared in the skin of his blank face. Blood ran sluggishly from the cracks and dripped from his chin. He raised his hands to Prince Dominic in supplication, and more blood ran from hairline cracks in his palms and fingers.
I didn't lie, sire. I swear I didn't lie to you. The imposter is a conjurer and very quick of mind.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
It didn't seem important, sire.
Blood ran down his face in a steady stream, and his unfinished features twisted in agony.
From now on, tell me everything. I'll decide what's important and what isn't. How long before you can arrange another opening in the wards?
A few hours, sire. Maybe more.
The wounds on his face slowly began to close. The last of the blood began to dry on his blank face. He remained kneeling before Dominic, head bowed.
Victor's death isn't really important. He's no threat to my position, as long as I have you to tell me his plans. And the poison will kill him soon anyway, but this actor annoys me. He has intruded into a situation where he doesn't belong, and he seeks to meddle with my life, my destiny. And the low-born scum actually has the nerve to play at being a prince. His presence in my home offends me. I could kill him easily, but that's not enough. I want him broken and publicly humiliated first.
There is a way. There is a testing scheduled for tomorrow, before the stone. A young man from one of the minor lines is laying claim to blood. Traditionally, the royal line always attends such ceremonies. Even after everything that's happened, attesting is too important to be ignored. So both you and your brothers will be expected to be there. You can use the occasion to call out the actor as an imposter. He won't dare spill his blood on the stone. He'll have been told that would kill him. So, when he refuses, everyone will know him for what he is. The use of such a double will also serve to discredit Victor and isolate him from any support in the court during whatever time he has left.
Yes, I like that. We'll do it. Make the arrangements. You have done well, my slave. You can go now.
The faceless man didn't move.
Your Highness, you know I can't leave yet.
Really? There's nothing more we need to discuss, is there?
I need you to renew the spell before I leave. The spell that keeps me alive.
Of course. I've been remiss. How could I have forgotten that?
He gestured lazily with his left hand. A great bloody wound appeared on the faceless man's chest. It was an old wound, and the edges were crusted with dried blood. But at the base of the deep cut, the heart muscle could clearly be seen, pumping wetly.
Oh, very nasty wound, my friend. I think I judged the blow rather well. Deep enough to cause a mortal hurt, but not so deep as to kill you outright. Without my magic, you'd bleed to death within moments. But as it is, you may live forever. Or at least for as long as I need you. Restore.
A blinding light crackled fiercely around the faceless man. He twisted and writhed in the grip of flames that did not consume him. And then the light was suddenly gone.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Get up and be quiet.
The faceless man rose shakily to his feet. The wound on his chest had disappeared again. Dominic smiled.
I've given you another day of life, slave. Perhaps tomorrow I'll give you another day, if you please me. Now get out of here.
The faceless man simply turned and walked through the portal. Dominic leaned back in his throne and ran one hand caressingly over the smooth ridge of bone that formed his armrest. Soon the real throne would be his, and all of Redheart. And then the land would see some changes. All the kingdom would bow down to him, to his wishes and his whims. Everyone and everything would be his, to do with as he pleased. He wasn't sure yet what he wanted to do with them, but no doubt he'd think of something. And if nothing else, at least he wouldn't be so horribly bored all the time. He scowled at his wall of water. He usually found the subtle changes of light soothing, but today nothing seemed able to comfort him. For as long as Dominic could remember, he'd always been bored. As a prince, he'd soon discovered that nothing was really barred to him. Every action, every sensation could be explored and experienced. But when things come without cost or effort, they quickly lose their flavor. Dominic had tried everything in his time to keep his frenziedly active brain occupied. He'd tried sex and politics and magic, and all of them had failed him. His mind worked frantically on, never quiet, never letting him rest until he felt like screaming. Boredom gnawed at him like a cancer or a hunger that could never be satisfied. To feed that hunger, to stave off the boredom that tormented him night and day to the edge of hysteria, he would sacrifice anything and anyone. All that was left to him now, his only hope, was the stone and the power it promised. Power over the unreal. The endless change and novelty of the unreal. His bedroom door suddenly swung open, and Dominic looked around to see Elizabeth standing in the doorway. She was wearing a clinging silky nightdress and a fur wrap that, between them, revealed as much as they hid. Dominic nodded politely to her and looked back at the wall of water.
Oh, you've been brooding again, haven't you, my love? Staring into the water and getting all depressed. Come to bed, my dear, and I'll make the darkness go away for a while.
Dominic rose slowly from the huge skull throne.
Do you love me, Elizabeth? Really love me?
Of course, Dominic.
That's nice.
There had been a time when he'd thought she might be enough to keep away the darkness. Certainly, he'd never wanted anything before as much as he'd wanted her. But in the end, even she began to pall on him, and the never-ending horror of boredom crept back over him. He kept her with him anyway, because he had a use for her, and it wasn't the use she thought. He went to her smiling, and she only thought she knew what he was smiling about.